Chapter 17 Mastering Portuguese Intimate Slang. Welcome to a deep dive into the vibrant and often humorous world of Portuguese slang, where words take on unexpected meanings and reveal the cultural nuances of daily life. In this chapter, we explore the playful and sometimes provocative language used to describe the human body, relationships, and social behaviors in Portugal. From the metaphorical use of food names like
bacalhau
and
salsicha
to describe intimate body parts, to euphemisms and colloquial phrases that capture the essence of social interactions, this chapter sheds light on expressions that might surprise, amuse, or even shock you. As we journey through these linguistic landscapes, we not only discover the beauty of the language but also gain insight into the soul of Portugal. Whether you're drawn to the playful flirtations, the heartfelt expressions of love, or the candid discussions of intimacy, this chapter promises to captivate and illuminate. Let's turn the page and delve into a world where words dance, whisper, and wink, revealing the subtleties of human connection and cultural nuance. Terms classified as metaphorical are commonly used as euphemisms or metaphors for the penis in colloquial Portuguese. Starting a relationship.
Engatar.
To seduce or to pick up.
Ontem à noite, ele conseguiu engatar a rapariga mais bonita da festa.
Last night, he managed to pick up the most beautiful girl at the party.
Andar no engate.
To be on the prowl.
Ele passou a noite toda no bar, só para andar no engate.
He spent the entire night at the bar, just to be on the prowl.
Comer com os olhos.
Literal to eat with the eyes, feast one's eyes on or to admire.
Ele estava a comer com os olhos aquela rapariga atraente do outro lado do bar.
He was feasting his eyes on that attractive girl from across the bar.
Sedutor.
Seductive.
Ele é muito sedutor e conquista todas as mulheres.
He's very seductive and charms all the women.
Meter conversa.
To strike up a conversation.
No bar, ele decidiu meter conversa com a rapariga que estava ao seu lado.
At the bar, he decided to strike up a conversation with the girl next to him.
Tens lume?
Do you have a light?
Tens lume? Preciso de acender o cigarro.
Do you have a light? I need to light the cigarette.
Vamos tomar um cafezinho?
Literal, shall we have a little coffee? Shall we grab a coffee?
Vamos tomar um cafezinho depois do trabalho?
Shall we grab a coffee after work?
Estar vidrado em algo.
Literal, to be glazed over something, to be captivated by something.
Ele estava vidrado nela desde o primeiro encontro.
He was captivated by her since their first meeting.
Deitar o barro à parede.
Literal, to throw clay at the wall, to see what sticks.
Não sei se ela gosta de mim, mas vou convidá-la para sair. Às vezes, é preciso deitar o barro à parede.
I don't know if she likes me, but I'm going to ask her out. Sometimes, you just have to see what sticks.
Andar de olho.
To keep an eye on or to notice.
O João anda de olho na Maria.
John is keeping an eye on Mary.
Não tirar os olhos de.
Not take one's eyes off.
Durante o espetáculo, não tirava os olhos dela.
During the show, he wouldn't take his eyes off her.
Ficar pelo beicinho.
To give in, to be smitten or to be infatuated.
Depois de conhecê-la, ele ficou pelo beicinho durante semanas.
After meeting her, he was smitten for weeks.
Andar enfeitiçado.
To be bewitched.
Ele anda enfeitiçado desde que a conheceu.
He's been bewitched since he met her.
Ter um fraco por.
To have a weakness for.
O Pedro tem um fraco pela Margarida.
Peter has a weakness for Daisy.
Derreter-se todo.
Literal, to melt completely, to be completely smitten.
Quando ele viu o sorriso dela, derreteu-se todo.
When he saw her smile, he was completely smitten.
Atiradiço.
Flirtatious.
Ele é tão atiradiço, não consegue ficar quieto.
He's so flirtatious, he can't sit still.
Babado.
In love, delighted or charmed.
Ele está babado por ela desde o primeiro dia em que se conheceram.
He's been in love with her since the first day they met.
Pelo beijo.
Enamored or in love.
Quando vi a cena do Mário a olhar para a Luísa, percebi que ele está pelo beijo.
When I saw the scene of Mario looking at Luisa, I realized he's enamored. More expressions of love and relationships.
Pinga amor.
Someone who is very sentimental and passionate or a flirt.
Ele é pinga amor, está sempre a apaixonar-se e a demonstrar o seu afeto intensamente.
He is a flirt, always falling in love and showing his affection intensely.
caidinho.
Head over heels, in love.
Ele está completamente caidinho por ela.
He's completely head over heels in love with her.
Bom partido.
Literal good match, eligible bachelor.
Ele é um bom partido, todas as mulheres o querem.
He's an eligible bachelor, all the women want him.
Fazer-se difícil.
Literal to make oneself difficult, to play hard to get.
Ela faz-se difícil para atrair a atenção dos rapazes.
She plays hard to get to attract the attention of boys.
Atiradiço.
Flirty.
Ele é tão atiradiço, não consegue ficar quieto.
He's so flirty, he can't sit still.
Flertar.
Literal to flirt.
Eles passaram a noite toda a flertar no bar.
They spent the whole night flirting at the bar.
Cortejar.
To court or to woo.
Ele passava horas a cortejar a rapariga.
He spent hours courting the girl.
Galar.
To woo someone.
Eles foram a uma festa com a única intenção de galar.
They went to the party with the sole intention of wooing someone.
Galantear.
To court or to flirt.
Ele adora galantear as raparigas.
He loves to flirt with girls.
Piscar o olho.
Literal to wink.
Ele piscou o olho à rapariga do bar.
He winked at the girl from the bar.
Segurar a vela.
Literal to hold the candle, to be the third wheel.
Quando os meus amigos começaram a namorar no café, senti que estava a segurar a vela.
When my friends started dating at the coffee shop, I felt like I was the third wheel.
De braço dado.
Arm in arm or linked arms.
Eles caminhavam de braço dado no parque.
They were walking arm in arm in the park.
Pombinhos.
Literal little doves, lovebirds.
Vi os pombinhos a passear no parque.
I saw the lovebirds walking in the park.
Cara metade.
Soulmate.
Ele sempre dizia que ela era a sua cara metade.
He always said she was his soulmate.
Andar enrolado.
To be romantically involved with someone.
Ele anda enrolado com uma colega de trabalho.
He's romantically involved with a coworker.
Dar o primeiro passo.
Literal to take the first step. To take the first step or to start off.
Depois de anos de amizade, finalmente decidimos dar o primeiro passo e começar a namorar.
After years of friendship, we finally decided to take the first step and start dating.
Declaração de amor.
Declaration of love.
Ele fez-lhe uma declaração de amor no dia dos namorados.
He made a declaration of love to her on Valentine's Day.
Romance. O nosso romance é como um conto de fadas.
Our romance is like a fairy tale.
Paixão.
Passion.
Eles têm uma paixão ardente um pelo outro.
They have a fiery passion for each other.
Namorar.
To date.
Eles estão a namorar há 2 meses.
They've been dating for 2 months.
Namorado. Boyfriend. Ele é o meu namorado.
He is my boyfriend.
Namorada.
Girlfriend.
Ela é a minha namorada.
She is my girlfriend.
Casalinho.
Couple.
Eles fazem um casalinho muito bonito.
They make a very lovely couple.
Namorido.
Live-in boyfriend.
O meu namorado é muito carinhoso.
My live-in boyfriend is very affectionate.
Namorado.
Is a Portuguese term that combines
namorado,
boyfriend, and
marido.
Husband. It's used to describe a situation where a couple lives together as if they were married, even though they are not legally married. This term captures the idea of a committed relationship without the formalities of marriage.
Gostar à brava.
To really like or to enjoy immensely.
Gosto à brava de cada detalhe teu.
I really like every detail of you.
Água de cu lavado.
Literal water from a washed ass, love potion or magic potion.
Não acredito nessa água de cu lavado, é só superstição.
I don't believe in that love potion, it's just superstition. This expression refers to a potion that supposedly has magical powers to help conquer someone romantically or facilitate romantic relationships. Marital status.
Solteiro.
Single.
Ele está solteiro e anda a aproveitar a vida.
He is single and living life to the fullest.
No relacionamento.
In a relationship.
Ela está num relacionamento sério.
She is in a serious relationship.
Comprometido.
Engaged.
Ele está comprometido com a namorada e planejam casar no próximo ano.
He is engaged to his girlfriend and they plan to get married next year.
Casado.
Married.
Eles estão casados há 5 anos.
They have been married for 5 years.
União de facto.
Common law union.
Eles vivem em união de facto há 10 anos.
They have been in a common law union for 10 years.
Separado.
Separated.
Ele está separado, mas ainda é amigo da ex-companheira.
He is separated, but he is still friends with his ex-partner.
Divorciado.
Divorced.
Ele está divorciado e mora sozinho.
He is divorced and lives alone.
Viúvo.
Widower.
Ele ficou viúvo no ano passado.
He became a widower last year. Celebrating marriage.
Pedir a mão.
Literal to ask for the hand, to propose.
Ele pediu a mão dela durante um jantar à luz das velas.
He proposed to her during a candlelit dinner.
Casório.
Wedding or marriage.
O casório foi na semana passada.
The wedding was last week.
Juntar os trapinhos.
Literal to gather the rags, to move in together or to get married.
Eles decidiram juntar os trapinhos depois de anos de namoro.
They decided to move in together after years of dating.
Dar o sim.
Literal to give the yes, to say yes or to agree.
Quando ele a pediu em casamento, ela deu o sim imediatamente.
When he proposed to her, she said yes immediately.
Dar o nó.
Literal to tie the knot, to get married.
Eles vão dar o nó no próximo mês.
They're getting married next month.
Lua de mel.
Literal honeymoon.
Eles estão a planear ir para as Bahamas na lua de mel.
They are planning to go to the Bahamas for their honeymoon. The joys of pregnancy.
Faz-me um filho.
Literal make me a child.
Ela olhou para o cantor, sorriu, e num tom brincalhão disse, faz-me um filho.
She looked at the singer, smiled, and in a playful tone said, make me a baby. This expression is used humorously to express desire or attraction, often used in a playful or flirtatious manner. It implies a colloquial term for expressing romantic interest.
Estado de graça.
Literal state of grace, pregnant.
Ela anunciou que está no estado de graça e esperam o primeiro filho.
She announced that she is pregnant and they are expecting their first child.
Estar de esperanças.
To be pregnant.
Ela anunciou que está de esperanças e que o bebê deve nascer em junho.
She announced that she is pregnant and the baby is due in June.
Chegada da cegonha.
Literal the arrival of the stork, the arrival of the baby.
Eles estão muito felizes com a chegada da cegonha prevista para o próximo mês.
They are very happy about the baby's arrival expected next month.
Dar à luz.
Literal to give birth.
A Ana vai dar à luz em breve.
Anna is going to give birth soon. The vocabulary of romance.
Nasceram um para o outro.
Literal they were born for each other. They were made for each other.
Eles são tão compatíveis, parece que nasceram um para o outro.
They are so compatible, it's like they were made for each other.
Dama.
Lady or girlfriend.
Ele está a sair com uma dama muito elegante.
He's dating a very elegant lady.
Querido.
Dear.
Querido, espero que tenhas um ótimo dia.
Dear, I hope you have a great day.
Mor.
Love.
Mor, tenho saudades tuas.
Love, I miss you.
Meu amor.
My love.
Meu amor, és a luz dos meus olhos.
My love, you're the light of my eyes.
Fofo.
Literal fluffy. Cute or sweet.
És tão fofo.
You're so sweet.
Carinho.
Affection.
Sinto muito carinho por ti.
I feel a lot of affection for you.
Cócegas.
Tickles.
Fazes-me cócegas.
That tickles.
De mãos dadas.
Hand in hand.
Eles caminhavam de mãos dadas pelo parque.
They were walking hand in hand through the park.
Beijar.
To kiss.
Ele foi visto a beijar a namorada.
He was seen kissing his girlfriend.
Chupão.
Hickey.
Ele deixou-me um chupão no pescoço.
He left a hickey on my neck.
Linguado.
Literal soul, French kiss.
Ontem à noite, trocámos um linguado apaixonado sob as estrelas.
Last night, we exchanged a passionate French kiss under the stars.
Amassos.
Making out or smooching.
Eles passaram a noite aos amassos.
They spent the night making out.
Desflorar.
Literal to deflower, to take a woman's virginity.
Antigamente, só depois do casamento é que o noivo podia desflorar a noiva.
In the old days, it was only after the wedding that the groom could take the bride's virginity.
Tirar os três.
Literal to take the three, to take someone's virginity.
Ele tirou-lhe os três depois do casamento.
He took her virginity after the wedding.
Preliminares.
Foreplay.
Os preliminares são importantes para aumentar a intimidade.
Foreplay is important for increasing intimacy.
Ter uma curte.
To have a fling or to have a casual relationship with someone.
Eles tiveram uma curte durante o verão, mas depois acabou.
They had a fling during the summer, but then it ended.
Curtir.
To enjoy, to have fun or to date.
Eles adoram curtir nos fins de semana.
They love to date on weekends.
Papar.
To have sex.
Ele está sempre a falar sobre como gostava de papar a ex-namorada.
He's always talking about how he liked having sex with his ex-girlfriend.
Pinocar.
Hooking up.
Ele gosta de pinocar com a sua vizinha.
He enjoys hooking up with his neighbor.
Pinocada.
Sexual intercourse.
Naquela comédia romântica, o casal protagonista teve uma pinocada emocionante na cena final.
In that romantic comedy, the main couple had an exciting sexual intercourse in the final scene.
Pinar.
To have sex.
Eles foram para casa mais cedo porque queriam pinar.
They went home early because they wanted to have sex.
Saltar para a cueca.
Literal to jump to the underwear, to have intimate relations.
Ele quer tanto a namorada que está sempre a tentar saltar para a cueca dela.
He desires his girlfriend so much that he's always trying to have intimate relations with her.
Saltar para a espinha.
Literal to jump to his spine, sexual intercourse.
Ele saltou para a espinha da namorada.
He had sexual intercourse with his girlfriend.
Estar cheia de fome.
Literal to be full of hunger or to be starving. To be horny, used for a woman.
Ela está cheia de fome.
She is horny.
Foder.
Literal to fuck.
Ele quer foder a noite toda.
He wants to fuck all night long.
Fornicar.
Literal to fornicate.
Eles foram apanhados a fornicar no parque.
They were caught fornicating in the park.
Estar na marmelada.
Literal to be in the marmalade, to be making out.
Eles estavam na marmelada no sofá.
They were making out on the couch.
Sexo.
Literal sex.
Eles tiveram sexo pela primeira vez.
They had sex for the first time.
Copular.
Literal to copulate.
Os animais copulam para se reproduzirem.
Animals copulate to reproduce.
Coito.
Coitus.
O médico recomendou abstinência de coito durante o tratamento.
The doctor recommended abstinence from coitus during the treatment.
Fazer amor.
Literal make love.
Eles passaram a noite a fazer amor.
They spent the night making love.
Fazer marmelada.
Literal to make marmalade, to engage in kissing and sexual caresses or making out.
Depois do jantar, eles foram para o carro fazer marmelada.
After dinner, they went to the car to make out.
Estou-me a vir.
Literal I'm coming.
Ela sussurrou ao ouvido dele e disse, estou-me a vir.
She whispered in his ear and said, I'm coming.
Fazer broche.
To perform fellatio.
Ela decidiu fazer broche para o surpreender.
She decided to perform fellatio to surprise him.
Ficar molhada.
Literal to get wet.
Ela ficou molhada só de pensar nele.
She got wet just thinking about him.
Sonhos molhados.
Literal wet dreams.
Ele ficou embaraçado ao perceber que teve sonhos molhados.
He was embarrassed when he realized he had wet dreams.
Cambalhota.
Sexual act.
Eles deram uma cambalhota depois da festa.
They engaged in a sexual act after the party.
Comer alguém.
Literal to eat someone, to have sex with someone.
Ele disse que a comeu ontem à noite.
He said he had sex with her last night.
Dar uma queca.
To shag.
Eles deram uma queca antes de sair para jantar.
They shagged before going out to dinner.
Dar uma rapidinha.
Literal, to give a quickie, to have a quickie or to have a brief encounter.
Depois de longo dia de trabalho, eles deram uma rapidinha antes de dormir.
After a long day at work, they had a quickie before going to sleep.
Levar alguém para a cama.
Literal, to take someone to bed, to seduce or to have sex with someone.
Ele conseguiu levar a rapariga para a cama depois de uma conversa animada.
He managed to seduce the girl after a lively conversation.
Dar uma.
Literal, to give one, to have sex.
Eles deram uma depois da festa.
They had sex after the party.
Subir na horizontal.
Literal, to rise horizontally, to sleep one's way to the top.
Dizem que ela subiu na horizontal para conseguir aquele cargo.
They say she slept her way to the top to get that position.
Apimentar a relação.
To spice up the relationship.
Eles decidiram apimentar a relação fazendo uma viagem romântica.
They decided to spice up the relationship by taking a romantic trip.
Foda.
Literal fuck.
Eles foram para o quarto para uma foda rápida.
They went to the bedroom for a quick fuck.
Filme de foda.
Literal fuck movie, pornographic film.
Eles ficaram em casa a ver filme de foda.
They stayed at home watching a pornographic film.
Orgia.
Orgy.
A festa ficou fora de controle e acabou numa orgia.
The party got out of hand and ended in an orgy.
Apalpar a piasca.
To grope the buttocks.
Durante a festa, ele não conseguiu resistir e apalpou a piasca da namorada.
During the party, he couldn't resist and groped his girlfriend's buttocks. Condoms, pubic hair, and more.
Preservativo.
Condom.
É importante usar preservativo para evitar doenças sexualmente transmissíveis.
It's important to use a condom to prevent sexually transmitted diseases.
Camisa sem mangas.
Literal sleeveless shirt, condom.
Ele nunca se esquece de levar uma camisa sem mangas quando sai à noite.
He never forgets to bring a condom when he goes out at night.
Partes baixas.
Literal lower parts, private parts.
Ele levou uma pancada nas partes baixas e ficou incapacitado.
He got hit in the private parts and was incapacitated.
Pentelho.
Pubic hair.
Ela encontrou pentelho na comida.
She found a pubic hair in the food.
Pelos púbicos.
Pubic hair.
Os pelos púbicos começam a crescer durante a puberdade.
Pubic hair begins to grow during puberty.
Chatos.
Literal pubic lice.
Ele foi ao médico porque descobriu que tinha chatos.
He went to the doctor because he found out he had pubic lice. People of the night and more.
Mulherengo.
Womanizer.
Ele é conhecido como mulherengo, nunca fica com uma mulher só.
He's known as a womanizer, he never sticks with one woman.
Oferecida.
Easy.
Ela é considerada uma oferecida por causa da sua maneira de se vestir.
She's considered easy because of the way she dresses.
Mulher da má vida.
Literal woman of the bad life, loose woman or slut.
Ela é considerada uma mulher da má vida pela vizinhança.
She's considered a loose woman by the neighborhood.
Mulher da vida.
Literal woman of the life, prostitute.
Ele descobriu que a sua amiga de infância se tinha tornado mulher da vida.
He found out that his childhood friend had become a prostitute.
Mulher de vassa.
Literal one and woman or harlot.
Ela é considerada uma mulher de vassa pela sociedade conservadora.
She's considered a one and woman by the conservative society.
Mulher promíscua.
Literal promiscuous woman.
Ela é considerada uma mulher promíscua pela comunidade religiosa.
She's considered a promiscuous woman by the religious community.
Bomboca.
A compliment for an attractive backside.
Ela tem uma bomboca que chama a atenção.
She has an attractive backside that catches attention.
Amante.
Lover.
Ele tem uma amante há anos.
He's had a lover for years. This expression means lover or romantic partner, often used to describe someone who is involved in an extramarital affair or romantic relationship.
Gigolo. Ele é conhecido como gigolo, vive às custas das mulheres.
He's known as a gigolo, living off women's expenses.
Puta.
Whore or bitch.
Durante uma discussão acalorada, ele perdeu a cabeça e chamou-a de puta.
During a heated argument, he lost his temper and called her a bitch.
Galderia.
Slut.
Ela é uma verdadeira galdéria.
She's a real slut.
Rameira.